With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. FBI Director Christopher Wray tells the Senate Intelligence Committee, his words, there's a whole host of threats that emanate from the border. He warns that prison gangs and Islamic terrorists are among those exploiting the wide-open southern border. It's a pivotal day in the race for the White House, a day that Donald Trump and Joe Biden expect to clinch their respective parties' presidential nominations. Primary contest today in Georgia and Washington State, Mississippi and Hawaii. A group of Democrat donors has amassed a $239 million fund aimed at picking seven Democrat-held Senate seats Republicans hope to flip in November.
Control of the Senate will likely rest on the outcomes in seven states currently held by Democrats or those who vote with them in the upper chamber. Nearly half the money raised by the Senate majority PAC is earmarked for sitting Democrats in the pro-Trump states of Ohio and Montana. Republican wins in just two of the seven races would reverse the Democrats' paper-thin 51-49 majority. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SNNews.com, not even able to return to his country because of gang violence, Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry announcing his resignation. Secretary of State Blinken says the U.S. will be providing $100 million for a multinational force for Haiti.
What we've seen in recent days again should remind us that the already challenging and difficult security situation has now deteriorated even further and makes the multinational support mission even more important than ever.
The Russian Defense Ministry says a military transport plane with 15 people on board has crashed while taking off from an air base in western Russia. Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 21 points, NASDAQ futures up 82. This is SRN News. As American pastors grapple with criticism from the political left in our country, author, educator, and advocate for Christian apologetics Alex McFarland says the term Christian nationalists is being casually thrown around in an attempt to silence religious leaders. McFarland urges Christians to be strong and to speak out against attempts to muzzle them from speaking scriptural truth.
See, here's the thing. I'm a Christian and I care about America. According to Rob Reiner and James Carville, that makes me a bad guy. James Carville was on television with Bill Maher and he said Christians are a bigger threat to America than Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's not even rational. If caring about the future of the United States makes me a bad guy, then I guess I'm a bad guy. But am I a Christian? And do I care about our nation? You bet. And I pray for this country every day.
Alex McFarland currently serves as director of the Christian Worldview Center. It's located in Greenville, South Carolina. This is SRN News. They want to assure your continued access to America's legacy radio service when you're on the road.
Lawmakers are closing in on the required number of votes needed to pass federal legislation that requires AM radios in every new car. The prevalence of AM broadcast radio has dipped in recent decades as more listeners turn to options such as satellite radio and podcasts during drive time. But a large bipartisan group of lawmakers believes saving the AM dial is critical to public safety, especially in rural America, and they want to ensure access to it via car radios. Keith Peters reporting.
Most electronic systems that take on some driving tasks for humans don't adequately make sure that drivers are paying attention, and they don't issue strong enough warnings to make drivers behave. That's the bottom line of a newly released insurance industry study from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. More details, SRNNews.com.